The Oscars are tonight, so now we're going to hear about a film you might not have heard much about. Revolting Rhymes is nominated for Best Animated Short. It's based on the book by Roald Dahl, which reimagines favorite fairy tales. Christabel and Sia Boadi reports.
Once upon a time...
Co-directors Jacob Shu and Jan Lachauer are lifelong fans of Roald Dahl's work, but they had never read his book Revolting Rhymes when they were kids because it hadn't been translated into their native tongue, German. When they were given a copy by their producers, though, they were hooked.
Our love for the book had a lot to do with the very strong female characters throughout the whole book, and they're not just a source of delight for some male protagonists, they're people, and they have their problems, and they go through them, and they triumph. And it's a common theme throughout these stories.
The film was first broadcast in the UK in 2016 as part of Roald Dahl's centennial celebrations. It was one of two audiovisual projects approved by Dahl's literary estate that year. The other was Steven Spielberg's BFG. Martin Pope produced the film. He says Dahl's grandson and head of his literary estate was excited by their treatment.
I think that they felt that we had connected with the tone and the joy and mischievousness of what Roald Dahl did in Revolting Rhymes.
Shu and Lachauer's adaptation weaves together individual stories from Dahl's book to create a single narrative. And they do this, as co-director Jacob Shu explains, without changing a single word of Dahl's text.
So all the relationships between Little Red Riding Hood and Snow White, which is sort of at the emotional core of it, had to happen without using words.
Staying true to the book, though, didn't stop the directors from having a little fun. They fleshed out storylines for two characters who don't have stories in Dahl's book. For example, the wolf, who the directors say only appeared on the book's front cover, is the film's narrator. He's played with mischief and menace by Dominic West.
Little Red Riding Hood. Don't like her. And Snow White, she's actually a blonde.
Sorry?
Happily ever after.
Come on. And, as Shu explains, one of the three pigs got a starring role too.
We made a bigger thing out of that third pig and used a line that was from Snow White's story, which is a throwaway line from Dahl about a manager of Barclays Bank. Just to make something rhyme, he's mentioned as a source of money. So we conjoined that one rhyme and said, well, what if that third pig is a bank manager and had been sort of taking care of Little Red Riding Hood's money, but he does dodgy real estate deals with these other two pigs who built houses out of straw and out of twigs.
As if all that wasn't enough, the directors had to translate Quentin Blake's iconic line drawing style into animation. Jan Lachauer says they relished the challenge.
His drawings always look very loose and very quickly done in a way. But if you work with them a bit more, then you see that they are actually really well-designed characters. And they might look like sketches, but actually there's a lot of work that you don't see behind these drawings.
The film has been well-received and has won several awards, including a BAFTA.
When you suddenly notice, oh, people actually get what we wanted to tell you. People actually understand our intention about these girls. This is something that I really enjoy.
Lachauer is thrilled Revolting Rhymes has resonated with audiences in the same way Dahl's text resonated with them. For NPR News, I'm Christabel Insiabwadi.